people work for them. Did they polygraph, by the way?
I don't know, but
I know some people. I could make some calls. We could get to the bottom
of
this.
I mean, my thing on this is I think it's highly unlikely to be someone who's a longtime court employee because they would understand better than most the full scope of breaking this. So I think you're right. I think it was a clerk. I think there are only four clerks who are left wing, so that you're narrowing it down to like 12, basically. And these guys, for people out there who don't know, Supreme Court clerks only serve one term. So they're there for 1 year. And I just, the idea that you can't figure out who did it, I just don't buy into. I think if you had a real significant investigation, you could uncover this.
I think the machine, I understand what's being reported and all they turned, you know, no stone unturned and they did everything that they could. I think that there were decisions made in here. Well, let's not get too worked up about this. Let's let this one pass. That's what I believe. I mean, people can disagree with me, but I think if they really wanted to find out, they could have found out. But I don't think they really wanted to know because that would be a problem. That would be an issue for the court if you find out that one side of the ideological spectrum has people who will sabotage the court's functioning in order. Well, remember why they did it, to try to change the decision.
Now, well, worse than that, arguably. Not only were they trying to change the decision, Buck, they were comfortable with putting targets on every judge that was going to be in the majority until, we talked about this a lot on the show, until this was a published opinion, any assassination, of which there was an attempt, remember? Somebody tried to kill Brett Kavanaugh, and it's just like, oh, that didn't even happen. This was and gave direct cover to crazy people out there, because until the opinions were released, it's fair game. It doesn't become law until it's released. So if you kill someone and Biden had gotten to appoint a new justice, this wouldn't have become law.
It was the most grotesque violation of the Supreme Court's proceedings in our lifetime. And it was done by a lib who definitely voted for Biden and will definitely vote for Biden again. Just going to put that out there.
It's inexcusable they didn't catch him. Inexcusable.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton. On the front lines of truth.
If one of your goals this year is to do business with companies who share your values, then switch to Pure Talk for your cell phone service.
Pure Talk is proudly veteran owned. They proudly employ a U.S.-based customer service team.
Their service kicks butt. It's on one of the largest networks out there with blazing fast data, talk, and text for just $30 a month.
That's probably half of what you're paying Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile.
You can keep your phone and your phone number and switch over in as little as 10 minutes.
Pure Talk has a first month risk-free guarantee. Try it, and if you're not completely happy with your Pure Talk service, you'll get your money back.
Support a company who supports you. Dial #250, say Clay and Buck, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. Again, dial #250 and say Clay and Buck and get 50% off your first month. Pure Talk is simply smarter wireless.
David in Pennsylvania writes in to tell us about his experience with Relief Factor. I tried Relief Factor for hip pain and was surprised that it also helped relieve my shoulder and foot discomfort. After taking it for a month, I stopped, and sure enough, the pain returned. So I started taking Relief Factor again, and within a week, the pain was relieved. I'm now taking Relief Factor daily. Well, thank you, David. You know, I've heard your story before, people stopping and then starting again because it works. As you all know, I had trouble with aches and pains, and climbing steps was brutal. Your first step to living the life you love, free from aches and pains, could just be to order the 3-week quick start for the highly discounted price of $19.95. After trying Relief Factor, over 500,000 people have gone on to order more. Try it for yourself and see what all these people are talking about. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's 800-4-RELIEF. Live your best life and feel the difference with Relief Factor.
Las Vegas Rock.
Hear about the must-sees, the wanna-eats, and go behind the scenes. Insider Ron Garrett keeps the Vegas vibe alive every Saturday afternoon at 5. Las Vegas Rock on AM 670 KMZQ.
See that light on the dash? Don't ignore it. My Auto Service has been owned and operated since 2009 by the Lodge family. Let us help take care of your investment. We have two locations to serve you, 7870 West End Road and 6104 West Cheyenne. Give us a call, 702-242-5432. Let our friendly staff know you're friends of the Lodge family. Smog checks and synthetic blend oil changes are only $14.95 when you mention the Lodge family. Take care of your investment. Call My Auto Service today at 702-242-5432.
Come see why thousands have made the switch to Findlay Chevrolet. 215 at South Rainbow. Find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Findlay Chevy is a place to
live. Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip.
AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas.
Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. The U.S. has hit its debt limit, forcing the Treasury Department to begin deploying a series of emergency moves so that the government can continue to pay its bills. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has the latest on the story.
In a letter to Congress, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said the department will start using so-called extraordinary measures to prevent the U.S. from defaulting on its obligation. Yellen wrote, quote, "I respectfully urge Congress to act promptly to protect the full faith and credit of the United States." House Speaker Kevin McCarthy has indicated that Republicans could push for spending cuts to the federal budget before helping to raise the debt ceiling. While the U.S. has never defaulted on its debt before, it came close in 2011, when House Republicans refused to pass a debt ceiling increase, prompting rating agency Standard & Poor's to downgrade the U.S. debt rating one notch. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Also at townhall.com, actor Alec Baldwin charged with involuntary manslaughter in the shooting death of a cinematographer on a movie set outside Santa Fe, New Mexico in 2021.
The Santa Fe District Attorney's Office is charging Alec Baldwin in the fatal shooting of cinematographer Helena Hutchins on the set of the film Rust in October 2021. Baldwin pointed a gun at Hutchins during a scene rehearsal and it discharged, killing her and wounding director Joel Souza. If convicted, Baldwin faces up to 5 years in prison and a $5,000 fine. Baldwin attorney Luke Nikas calls the charge a terrible miscarriage of justice. Weapons specialist Hannah Gutierrez-Reed also will be charged with involuntary manslaughter. Authorities say Assistant Director David Halls signed a plea agreement for the charge of negligent use of a deadly weapon. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
The number of people seeking unemployment benefits fell last week by 15,000 to 190,000, according to the Labor Department. That's a four-month low. The Dow is down 114 points and the NASDAQ off 38. More at townhall.com.
Entering a time of increasing hostility against people of faith, a time when Christians are going to be tested on a moral and physical and financial basis, unlike any other time in our lifetime. I'm Lance Wallnau, Christian author, evangelical leader, here to remind you that you have to take action to protect and steward what God has given you. For example, record high inflation is going to continue to eat away at the dollar, and the savings of your retirement account is in danger. Fortunately, God does provide a way. To protect your retirement, I recommend diversifying your 401k or IRA out of paper and into physical gold. And the best way to do that is with a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. Now, to see how it works, just text the word FAITH to 989898. That'll give you access to a free info kit on gold IRAs. There are no strings attached, so text FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898 right now, and I pray your family is blessed with peace of mind because you...
Now, Chuck, I know that you're the brains behind DLC, but you really have some amazing staff members.
Our customers just love them, Craig. How many loan companies do you know with thousands of great reviews on Google and Yelp?
None. That's how many.
Check this out. Quite a few of our staff even started out as Dollar Loan Center customers and had such a good experience, they came to work for us. Our goal has always been to make people feel comfortable and treat them with respect, and our staff nails it.
I heard you have a new catchphrase this year.
We do. Your first loan is free in 2023.
That was Chuck, and to celebrate 25 years in business, he's offering free loans to all new customers. No fee to apply and a week of free interest. We have over 50 locations. Apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com. Don't forget, your first loan is free in 2023 at the DLC.
Free loan means if you pay off your loan in 1 week or less, the interest is free. You are still required to repay the principal amount. Licensed by the Data Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet minimum loan qualifications. Review loan qualifications. Visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
It's 12:04. This is your KMCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Even without December's numbers, 2022 was a record year for U.S. gaming. The American Gaming Association says commercial gaming from 33 states took in $54.9 billion in gaming revenue through November, easily eclipsing 2021's record win of $53 billion. Nevada mirrored the national trend, taking in $13.5 billion through November. That bested the total of $13.4 billion. Casinos on the Strip, they collected $7.5 billion in gaming revenue, and that broke 2021's record of $7.1 billion. The Labor Department is accusing Amazon of failing to keep its warehouse workers safe. Federal officials have issued hazard letters related to physical injury risks after inspecting warehouses in Florida, Illinois, and in New York. OSHA officials say the inspections found facilities which were not designated for speed, but not safety. A study released by labor unions last year claimed the injury rates at Amazon warehouses were double that of non-Amazon facilities. The e-commerce giant has more than a half a dozen, quote-unquote, fulfillment centers here in Southern Nevada.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, expect heavier than usual flows on Interstate 15 southbound at Spring Mountain with those lane restrictions there. And remember, the Tropicana exit ramps on 15 south are going to be closed for a very, very long time. You can use Flamingo or Russell instead.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out.
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Well, it is not Kevin Wall. You're not seeing things. You don't have the wrong station. You're at the right station, 670 KMZQ. This is Niger Ennis, who has the privilege to actually substitute for Kevin, who is away temporarily. He will be back with us on Monday. So you're going to just kind of have to grin and bear it for the next couple of days and stay on the Captain Niger or the Captain Kevin with a different captain, if you will. The USS Kevin being captained by Niger Ennis here. It is a real pleasure and honor, and I thank Kevin so much for the opportunity to be with my fellow Nevadans and my fellow Americans today. There is so much news, Jim, going on today. My God, it looks like the debt limit. There is no such thing. It makes you wonder why folk even came up with the law in the first place to create a debt limit. If every time we hit that ceiling, you know, you just have some type of resolution to extend it and lift the ceiling up higher and higher. We were just talking about the Tea Party, of which I was a part back in 2010. I was part of the TeaParty.net organization. I was a spokesman. I was a political strategist. I ended up being the president for a short period of time before the Tea Party kind of went down, which was unfortunate. But back then, the debt was, I think, like 10, maybe 12 right. trillion dollars.
Yeah, it's gone up at least 15 to 20 trillion dollars. I mean, we're talking trillions the way we used to talk about billions not that long ago.
Unbelievable. I don't even think we can conceive And I think this is part of the problem, Jim. I don't think the American people, and certainly not the politicians, can even conceive and quantify. The number is so large.
Right.
you can't quantify it. So they just, you know, elevate the ceiling. They keep elevating the ceiling. And look, I said this to you off air. We were both, you know, I presume you supported Donald Trump.
Oh, absolutely.
I certainly did as well. But we got to be honest. Even during the beautiful years, wonderful years of the Trump administration, the debt went up too, you know, and the deficit went up as well.
That was one of his biggest mistakes, I think, because we need some kind of financial restraints in our federal government, and it hasn't happened. I remember back in the Clinton years. Remember they were talking
Well,
we have a balanced budget now.
It was pretty amazing. Seems like it was 100 years ago now.
Yeah.
It was a Clinton. It was essentially a Clinton-Gingrich partnership.
Yes.
And a tension, a dynamic tension, unlike what we have in D.C. now, but a dynamic tension yet cooperation between a Democrat president and a Republican-controlled Congress, House and Senate, was controlled by the Democrats after the 1994 revolution, and together Gingrich and Clinton, before the end of his second term, had a balanced budget, an actual surplus. We actually started to cut into the debt,
and as a result of that, I mean, he actually became kind of a popular president. He left even despite the
Monica Lewinsky dress.
Even despite all that, he left with about a 60% job approval.
Absolutely. He certainly did. And it was across the board. It was not just Democrats that supported him. It was certainly independents supported him. And even a few Republicans supported him, certainly supported a lot of his economic policies. Now, look, let me give a little that a boy or forgiveness to Donald Trump, because I think he had the same philosophy regarding the debt and deficit that Ronald Reagan had, which was, you know, outside of Ronald Reagan's joke, which was that the debt and deficit is too big for me to worry, too big of a monster for me to tackle. That was a classic Reagan joke. But what he said, and he was very, very serious about, was that we have to grow our way out of this economic crisis of the debt and deficit. And in reality, he did his part, which was to create he stimulated an economy. And I would argue, Jim, you might agree, that it wasn't just the Reagan 8 years. It was essentially a 20-year golden age period that went from Reagan to Bush the Elder to Clinton, where there was unprecedented growth and prosperity. And our budgets were looking reasonable.
Now, you're absolutely right. And I remember when Reagan cut those taxes, and he was rewarding employers who would go out and buy equipment for whatever shop they
right.
had.
Right, capital improvements.
Exactly. And what that did is whoever sold that equipment, you're going to get the commission off of that, and the retailer is getting money, and the economy grew. From the bottom up.
It truly did. A rising tide lifts all ships. In this case, it was absolutely true. There was unprecedented prosperity and growth in all communities across the board. And, you know, so he did his part in terms of creating that economic stimulus to grow our economy. The problem is he had a partner named Tip O'Neill that had an ironclad lock on the House of Representatives, and even for a few years during Reagan's two terms, the Senate. And consequently blocked any efforts at all to cut spending, because it had to be a two-part dance.
Right.
Number one of the dance is to create an economy that is booming, bring in more tax revenue. But then part two of the bargain that he was not able to live up to because of Tip O'Neill and the obstructionist Democrats in the House and the Senate was cutting spending. Spending continued to rise during the Reagan years. And so I think Trump had the same philosophy that we could grow our way out of this situation. We can't have an austerity situation. Japan is still barely growing because they implemented some severe austerity measures during their recession. And Reagan and Trump, both to their credit, said, no, that we're not going to go that way. We're going to go the way of growing our way out of this problem. We are a dynamic country. We are a great country. The American people are great, innovative, creative people. We will find a way to grow our way out of it. Unfortunately, when you grow your way out of it and because of the prosperity and the increased money that comes into the Treasury and the federal coffers, when you don't cut spending, then you have a problem, and hence you've got a growing deficit, and that deficit is just continuing to grow beyond leaps and bounds.
And all these government agencies, if you don't spend the money that's appropriated, let's say, for the past year, then you're not going to get that extra next year. So they go out and they waste money.
That's right.
They actually spend money that they don't have to. They go, well, gee, we're not going to get as much next year, so we might as well just go ahead and spend this.
Absolutely, Jim. And my dad used to have this wonderful saying when I was young, and I would, be working at 24 Fifth Avenue, which is a wonderful restaurant that did wonderful catering, and I would get my paycheck, and I, as soon as I get my paycheck, I want to go out on a date and go to the movies. And he said, "What is it, boy? The money is burning a hole in your pocket?" And that is exactly what happens with these politicians and these bureaucracies, these huge federal bureaucracies that, have these resources, and they say, oh, wait a minute, we better spend every dime, or God forbid we should have some left over. They might cut our budget next year, which is just insanity.
It is, and that's the way the federal government works, that's the word has gotten out. So people go ahead and spend everything they have.
Which is tragic. I mean, it is a most horrific tax on not us as much as our children and our grandchildren to come, and on America being the preeminent superpower that we are. Well, there's other stuff, Jim, going on in the news. You and I were talking about Alec Baldwin.
Yes.
Now, look, we know, and KMZQ listeners know that Alec Baldwin is no lover of conservatives. He's been pretty harsh on conservatives, which is kind of like par for the course in Hollywood, right?
He's from Hollywood, yeah.
Goes without saying.
Expect?
Yeah, that's the way you get your street cred, if you will, is to beat up on a conservative or beat up on a Republican if you're in Hollywood. But I actually have to say, for the first time, I actually have a little sympathy for Alec Baldwin. As you know, on the set of one of his upcoming movies or movie that is already, I don't even know if it's been broadcast yet or not.
No.
But there was a death on the set. A tragedy occurred because there was a loaded gun that was a prop, and Baldwin used it as it was supposed to be used in the drama, and it was loaded, and it actually killed an individual and might have injured others as well. Well, he has been charged with involuntary manslaughter by the New Mexico Attorney General. And that, my God, that's a serious charge. That's a Class D felony, Jim.
Yeah, he faces up to 5 years in prison. And I guess the term they use for the person who was in charge of the gun is the armorer.
The armorer.
Their armorer. Yeah.
Okay.
And I guess he's being charged as well
with
involuntary manslaughter.
Involuntary as well.
Yeah, involuntary.
How the heck can you charge both Alec Baldwin, who was, granted, he's more than just an actor. He's got a great deal of power on the set. But he's not responsible for checking every prop to make sure it's the right color, the right size, the right type of gun for the scene, et cetera, et cetera. You have a production assistant that's responsible for that, a so-called armorer. And how can you charge the armorer with the same charge that you would give Alec Baldwin? That's absurd.
I guess if he was an expert marksman, they can probably tell just by the weight of the gun if it's loaded or not. But he's an actor.
Exactly.
He's not a professional assassin or anything.
Exactly. And when you're in the vibe of the moment of acting, and we'll talk a little bit more about this in a second because we've got to go to a break in a sec. But, just real quick, if you're in the moment, if you will, you're not thinking about the weight of the gun and if the gun is loaded or not, because you're presuming that your production assistant, the armorer, has taken care of that. But we'll talk about that and some other issues. This is Niger Ennis substituting for Kevin Wall. If you want to join us, please give us a call at 702-866-6700. Call into the show at that's the wrong number. The call-in. Is that works? Okay.
Yeah, that's the local number.
Okay. And you can also call at 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8255. 8232. Niger and S substituting for Kevin Wall. We are underway, folks. Be back after the short break.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. If you have any questions about how to report your cryptocurrency investments or your gambling wins or your employment taxes or any other tax question, call New Hope Tax Defense. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
Hey, how you doing? Top dollar for your trade? All the discounts? That's what we're doing at 5050 West Sahara, Sahara Chrysler Dodge Ram. For example, 2022 Ram Bighorn Crew Cab, $12,000 off MSRP. 2022 Ram Warlock 4x4, keeping it classy, keeping it sexy, $11,325 off MSRP. For that truck, your net price is $35,830. Forget the competitors. Come see me. Mr. Pink, baby! 2022
Ram Bighorn Crew Cab, stock number NN364-82. 2022 Ram Warlock.
I'm attorney Glenn Lerner. You never saw it coming. In the blink of an eye, a car wreck has left you seriously injured. You made it to the hospital and you received medical care, but your problems have only just begun.
I'm attorney Kevin Rowe. After the wreck, how are you going to get the money you need to get your car fixed, for medical bills, for lost wages? How are you going to provide for your family now? Get the legal help you want when you need it most, right now.
Lerner and Rowe is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Randy Westbrook, managing attorney.
Olivia from Washington. Laid off and trying to keep our little kids from realizing that mommy and daddy haven't eaten in a while.
Roger, from California. I'm grateful we could afford our son's surgery. I'm nervous that now we can't really afford food.
Daniel, from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Donna, from Louisiana. The storm just hit, and we went from donating to the food bank to needing it.
Keisha, from South Carolina. I've been skipping meals so my two kids can eat, but filling up on water doesn't really work.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
In Nevada, anything that goes into the storm drain goes directly to our local waterways, which can pollute Nevada's lakes and rivers. Nevada is the driest state in the nation, and we must work together to preserve our limited water resources for future generations of Nevadans. Here's some waterway wisdom so you can help do your part. Scoop your dog's poop, bag it, and discard it. Clean up yard waste and grass clippings. Wash your car at a car wash or on grass or gravel. Apply pesticides and fertilizers sparingly in your yard. Safely dispose of household chemicals. Clean up leaks and spills. And don't litter. Secure trash in bins. Keep contaminants out of our storm drains. Use waterway wisdom. And remember, only rain should go into the storm drain. Join us in preserving Nevada's waters for future generations by visiting loveenvywaters.com and following us on social media.
This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Transportation, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right.
Welcome back. We are rolling. This is not Kevin Wall. This is the Kevin Wall program, absolutely. But he has been decent enough to allow a good old boy named Niger Ennis to come on in and to take the helm of the ship for 2 days. Kevin will be back and bright as ever on Monday, but he's out for the next 2 days, and I have the privilege of hosting